Shalom v'racha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Saloshin, Shin number 9 in the introduction, where the Chavetz Chaim tells us that we need Chachma and we need Musar to protect ourselves from Shmir Saloshin. As Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, right in the beginning of Mishlei, L'das Chachma u'Musar. We need to know Chachma and Musar. What is Chachma? Explains the Chavetz Chaim, Chachma means we need to know the halachas. We need to know what's asr, we need to know what's mutter, what am I allowed to listen to, what am I allowed to not listen to. Can I say something that's true? Well, the Chavetz Chaim will tell us. You open up the first halacha in Hilchos Chavetz Chaim, even if it's true, afilo al emes, it's still Lashon Hara. You need to know Chachma, you need to know the halachas. But the Chavetz Chaim says you also need to know Musar. You need to know the excitement of staying away from the Isser of Lashon Hara because of the horrific punishments that come along. We need to know the Musar. The Musar will give us that ability to fulfill the halachas. So we need both. Continues the Chavetz Chaim from Ovis de Rab Nosson. In Perkei Avos, Mishnah tells us in Perkei Avos, a member from Rab Yochanan ben Dahavai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Avai tells us, "Atarchik atzmicha memida she'ein lo kitzva, u'mimlocha she'ein lo gemira." A person should not distance himself; he should not shy away from an attribute, from a midah that seems to be endless. "Atarchik atzmicha memida she'ein lo kitzva, u'mimlocha she'ein lo gemira." As well as, don't shy away from a malacha, from work, from a craft that seems to have no end. This, says the Chavetz Chaim, is going to be the argument of the Yetzer Hara. And the Medrash over there tells us of a person who is getting paid, he has a job, and he takes buckets of water from the sea and he places these buckets of water on the sand. And he's doing this 5 buckets, 10 buckets, 20 buckets. And he looks back at the sea. Doesn't seem any emptier. He looks at the sand. It's muddy, but he doesn't see too much water on the sand. The Yetzer Hara tells a person, what are you doing? Let's be real. You're going to really learn the halachas. You're going to really understand what's mutter and what's asr. It's so complicated. You have to have all these conditions, these tanoim. This you can say only if it has this and that. Therefore, what benefit will there be to even get started? These are parts of the mahalich, the ways that the Yetzer Hara tells a person not to get involved with the halachas of Lashon Hara, and not to get involved with the Musar, with learning the Musar of Lashon Hara. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue next time with this theme.